Hey Google, what is the chief end of man?
Man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever.
Yeah, I'm on a mission like a couple spies, and that, guys, is the reason why I catechize.
Welcome to the Reform Standard. I'm Tony. Let's get started. Question 68 of the Westminster Larger Catechism reads, are the elect only effectually called? And the answer is, all the elect and they only are effectually called. Although others may be and often are outwardly called by the ministry of the word and have some common operation of the Spirit, who for their willful neglect and contempt of the grace offered to them, being justly left in their unbelief, do never truly come to Jesus Christ. So this question here is a restrictive question on the previous question. And so the Reformed tradition has always understood that there's a distinction between the outward call of the gospel, the outward call of the ministry of word and sacrament, and the internal call of the Holy Spirit, which comes about when is constrained by or is restricted to those who are outwardly called by the ministry of the word. And so there is a class of people who are outwardly called by the word, by the ministry of the word, primarily in the preached word on the Lord's Day, but not exclusively. And then there is a subset of those people who are also effectually and internally called by the Holy Spirit through that outward proclamation of the word. So what this is not saying is that there is somebody out there or could be somebody out there who is effectually called apart from the word of the proclamation of the word. And we'll see in other parts of the catechism, and we may jump into the Westminster Confession briefly, but we'll see that this is talking about God's ordinary operations, the way that God ordinarily works. There are some statements in the catechism which identify a class of people who may be effectually called, although they're not able to be outwardly called. And that is specifically talking about those who are children who die in infancy, and then those who, for other most likely cognitive reasons, are not able to respond to or to understand the outward call. And so what it's saying here is that those who are effectually called, all of those people are called. The elect, all of those who are in the category of elect, are not only outwardly called by the ministry of the word, but are also inwardly called. And then it makes this distinction that we just talked about, and then it talks about how there is also those who receive this outward call and also have some common operation of the Spirit. And probably what the divines have in mind here is that there are those predominantly within the church who appear to have been affected internally, that the Spirit seems to have brought about some level of conviction of sin, that there is some sort of apparent growth in outward holiness, but those people neglect and have contempt for the grace offered to them, and they do so because of their unbelief. And so we would see in the scripture that there are those who appear in the church to have received certain elements of what the Spirit does in the elect. There's a conviction of sin oftentimes. There are some outward conformity and some outward appearances of growth. But at the end of the day, they simply have not been called internally. And because of that, because of how the effectual call works to enlighten their minds and renew their wills, it's not the case that they unwillingly neglect or contempt the grace offered, but their wills are still bent inwards and corrupt. And so they willfully neglect and contempt the grace offered to them. And so they are left in their unbelief. And so we would see in the scripture, predominantly in Christ's parable of the sower, that the word is scattered broadly and promiscuously to all who will hear it, and that there are different effects. And the initial appearance of that word taking root is not necessarily a signification or a clear understanding that it will grow and sprout and blossom into salvation. So we see that there are those who, for a variety of reasons, simply never, the seed never takes full root and never grows. And so those are the people that this question is talking about. Those people who, there seems to be some growth, the plant starts to grow and appears to be nourished. But for all of these different reasons, which ultimately boil down to neglecting and contemning the grace offered to them, they never truly come to Christ. And thus, the plant that has started to blossom by the common operations of the Spirit never fully flowers into the fruit of salvation.
Do you know if you want, you could know this? The catechism, hey, the catechism, hey. Do you know what the chief and the man is? And how the Father, Son, and Spirit do manage? Do you know?
West Side.